Hare Krishna. Today I'd just like to talk about the concept of festivals as we envisage them here in Hungary, particularly in Ubudjadam. Those are the festivals that, well, that's the place where devotees most come when they come to Hungary from abroad, perhaps for Nrisimha Chaturdasi or Janmashtami or Radhashtami or Govardhan Puj or Holy Name Weekend. These are the festivals that are attended by devotees. And there's a occasional tension that arises when devotees come to festivals about costs. In fact, there's a question about why festivals cost the amount that they do. I'll discuss that on another podcast in terms of what the breakdown is and what it actually means. But here I'm more like to talk about what the ethics of that of a festival is, at least my understanding of Vaishnava festival and how we try to realize them here in Hungary. Because people are either happy or not happy on the basis of whether their expectations or their conceptions of a festival are met. If they're met, then they're happy, and if they're not met, then they're unhappy. But those expectations are based on what the conception of actually a Vaishnava festival is. And I'd just like to define that, and perhaps that will help alleviate some tension that arises from false expectations. And before I do, I should describe that there's also a tension, not just sometimes from guests, also from local residents, for whom a festival is a time when, on top of everything else, they have to do more service, transport devotees, make arrangements for accommodation, and generally do the type of backup work that doesn't allow them to participate in festivals. And sometimes I get the complaints from devotees is that festivals are the times when they least get to see the deities, when they least get to chant Hare Krishna, when they least get to participate in any activity. In other words, for them, a festival is not a festival. So what are we speaking about when we talk about here our concept of a festival that devotees can expect from Hungary? Well, let me just start by speaking about what our general experience of festivals are. For instance, for the youth, some kind of rock festival or a town fair. In a rock festival, some organizers go about making money. They invite some bands, they charge an entrance fee, they get concessionaires to sell goods and food and so on in order to be able to get into in order to be able to sell and supply the needs of festival goers, and people pay very, very serious money just to get in, and they also pay more than average money in order to get just the very basic necessities, and of course that doesn't include their accommodation, unless like in Glastonbury Festival people happen to be camping out. I know here in Hungary we have this festival, island festival, rock festival that goes for a week. Sometimes it's called the Pepsi Festival, sometimes it's called the Island Festival. The entrance fee for that is something like 40,000-50,000 forint, which is about 200 euros. And then you can't bring anything with you into that festival. For security reasons, you can't even bring water with you. And probably people have had that experience before. And when you want to drink water at these places, they cost you 10 times as much for a bottle of water as they do elsewhere. And just the way it is. People may moan and groan, but expenses are higher, and people here are out to make money. So they expect that if you want to come, then you pay. If you don't want to come, then you don't pay. So it's about that. And if there's some kind of town fair or something like that, well, then it's the taxpayer who's footing the bill, and it's part of some kind of public service that's being put on. But what you have are people who are employed, who are paid, who make money, organizers who also make money, and therefore the participants, they can just rightly just come and say, I paid my fee, I'm just here to enjoy, I'm just here to have a good time. I don't envisage that that's what Vaishnav festivals are about. That those who pay an entrance fee, that those who come from abroad and pay, that they just, I paid, and therefore I shouldn't be asked to participate, to do anything. I'm just here to have a good time. But everyone pays. The devotees who are working in the kitchen, they also pay. It's not that the expenditure of a festival, extra flowers, all kinds of other additional expenses that come in terms of making a festival festive and the additional worship, because ultimately that's what it's about, the additional worship for Radha Shyama Sundar. It's spread out evenly to everyone. So those who are cleaning the building and cleaning the toilets after the guests, those who are in the kitchen from morning to night, they're also paying. But the benefit that they receive is different, obviously, than someone who's in a temple room leading kirtan and so on. And the idea is, and no one's making any profit. Those who are thus working aren't being paid. They're not just there as some kind of employee, and therefore, rightly, you're paid for something. That's your benefit. You don't have any rights to complain about anything else. Neither is the temple or the management making any profit. So then the question becomes, whose responsibility is really the festival, which is meant for glorifying Radha Shyam? It's meant for glorifying Krishna. It has that as its central focus. So in my vision, when we're talking about devotees, when we're talking about Vaishnavas who are all participating together, they have a equal responsibility to glorify Krishna. It's not that because someone's coming from abroad, and I'm addressing this to non-residents, I did a similar one to the Hungarian devotees, but it's not because someone's visiting or not a resident of a temple, that and because they're also paying for their expenses, that all of a sudden they're absolved from cleaning up, working in the kitchen, offering arti, helping with the deity worship, or doing the other things that contribute to actually making the festival. So everyone pays, everyone shares the expense, everyone shares the additional service. And when we do that, then greater burden, or at least the sort of participation in the festival, doesn't have these two extremities, that someone doesn't see anything and someone is in the temple room all the time, but rather it's spread out and we get a more common denominator, a better median, where everyone participates in the temple activities, and everyone participates in the backup services and what contributes to that. Now, if that is the picture or if that's the concept of festival, then expectations can change. So I'm saying this because if devotees could keep that in mind, let me give one example. Last year, I started to encourage devotees that rather than coming to on a festival or even off festival time, although actually if you live here in New Rajadhan, more or less everything's like festival time here. There's 35,000 guests coming here every year. Aside from that, we're a farm. This is not just a temple. We're actually a farm where, festival or not festival, you have to take care of fat cows. You have to tend to the gardens. You have to tend to the crops. You have to water. You have to weed. It doesn't matter whether you have a festival or not. Life is a little different here. It's not that we can just... He's in the temple. You just don't send out the Sankirtan devotees, and that's all right. They don't go out on Sankirtan that day. Here, everything else has to go on, and then the festival is just everything on top of that. Everything is plus. And we're not hiring people. It's not that we're hiring cooks, for instance, as they do in Mayapur. It's not that we're hiring people to clean up. It's not that we're hiring people to do the security. Those things are done by devotees. Everything is being done by the devotees. And yes, the point that I was making. So if devotees, as for instance when they go to Mayapur or Vrindavan, if they could more take responsibility for their additional expenses, because the devotees who come from overseas, they say, well, yes, I pay for the entrance fee, but I also got to fly here, and I also have to pay for my accommodation. Yes, that's the additional expense that comes along with it, but it doesn't diminish the fact that still the festival costs remain the same. They also need to be met, and that the issue of responsibility for things, as I mentioned, is still on participants. Everyone is coming to serve and to worship, not to be entertained, which makes a real vast difference between what's going on in the outside world and the rock concert. So when devotees come, as if I was saying, if in the same way as when they go to Mayapur, they just arrange to rent a car. They rent a car at the airport. They arrange for hotel accommodation. Unfortunately, we don't have, and it's going to require someone to really give some kind of real sizable million-pound donation or something like that for us to build the type of guest house that can accommodate some guests, although we'll never be able to have the type of, well, not never, but I don't immediately foresee that we can have the type of local accommodation here on the farm that will accommodate great influx of hundreds and hundreds of people that come when we have these type of festivals. Well, that would really require something super, which I'd love to have. And if someone out there wants to finance it, we'll certainly build it. But there is nice accommodation at a 15-minute drive nearby. And if devotees can take responsibility for all of these things, it would immediately allow at least a half dozen devotees who are chauffeuring people back and forth from airports, which is not much of a festival, who are also making accommodations, booking other people's accommodation, and so on, trying to make local arrangements for them. If the devotees take responsibility for that, it really spreads the service around. And nowadays, when all you have to do is sit at a computer and do everything over the internet, it's really very easy. So that's in terms of festival concept or conception of what a festival is. We're all here to participate. We all take our load of service. And when we do that, ultimately I think Krishna will be pleased and will feel that pleasure within our hearts, and will realize that our real expectation should be just to please Him and not some other idea that we may have had as individuals or from experience from the past. And in that way, there can be the type of real harmony that everyone wants to experience when they come. We're all here to serve and glorify the Lord. Hare Krishna.